Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, we're seeing signs of the absolute historic decimation by Congress, by Joe Biden, of the real estate market. It's incredible stats this morning. First-time home buyers hit a historic low. And what that is every year there's a certain percentage of home buyers that are first-timers. Lowest ever recorded. 24% of everybody buying a home is a first-timer. That's down from, get this, 32% last year.
Wow.
Home buyers' ages, average age, hit an all-time high of 56 years. It was 49 last year, and I made much of that because that's shocking. I mean, basically, you've got gray in your hair if you're buying a house now. You're the only one who can afford to.
Yeah. You've got to be on the upper end of the income scale and the upper end of your earnings career to be able to afford it.
And to show you how this is eroding, last year, first, the average age of a first-time home buyer was 35. I bought my first home at 22. Last year, the average age of a home buyer was 35. Now it is 38 years old, first-time home buyer. That is late to be buying a home for the first time. And they're saying it's two things. It's the inflation that has hit housing prices, but it's also the 7% interest rate, which is very fake at this point. Because it's just a runaway terrorist at the head of the Fed who is, you know, he's just a Democrat and he wants to hurt Trump any way he can. He doesn't care what the inflation report says. I hope, please God, it's good today when it comes out. I hope that it's what we think it'll be, which is around 2.7%. That's pretty historic. It's beneath 3%. We'd like to see it where Trump left it when Biden took office, which is 2.4% on the low side historically. But this is a disaster for America. The American Dream is on life support for first-time home buyers. And you look at it another way, the average home price is now $422,000. Lee, that's right at twice what it was when Chairman Ho took office and sold out the American Dream by printing, you know, in addition to the budgets, about $1 trillion every quarter, with Jerome Powell, our Federal Reserve Chairman, saying that inflation was transitory, don't worry about it, keep printing money, nothing will happen. And we were at about 4% then, it went to 9%. So this is just, it's a disaster. To put it in a different way, the number of first-time home buyers in 2004 was 3.2 million, like the raw number. The number today, 1.14 million.
Oof.
That's 2024. Obviously, we don't have 25 yet. So 2004, 3.2 million. Last year, 1.14 million. This is simply a thing Americans can't do. And I can remember being shocked by this because my first job was working for a construction company right out of school. And so I was used to seeing grading and construction equipment. So I started noticing it. And I went to Europe with my cousins and we did a road trip. So we went all clear across, the UK, into Ireland. So I never saw construction equipment. I never saw a single construction site. I didn't see a grading site. I was like, wow, what the heck? Nobody buys houses there because nobody builds houses there because nobody can afford to. If you are going to be so lucky as to ever own a home, that's why they call it a flat. A flat is a rental place. If you're so lucky to do that, you're not going to do it till you're in your 40s. Well, I have a huge sprawling family. So we stayed with distant family members and relatives for a lot of that trip. And only one of them owned the home. And that is because his home had been passed down through 3 generations. This was in the UK. This was a distant cousin of mine. He was so proud that he owned this home. And I hate to say, I was like, wow, my parents would never have lived here. It still had the 1970s, like, orangey shag carpet. Still had all of the, like, wallpaper because they couldn't afford to renovate.
Yeah.
This is, the guy, Lee, he had a college degree. He was middle class.
Mm-hmm.
That is Europe. I was shocked by it as a young person. Because I came over there and I looked at that. I already owned a home. I was 23 years old. I started renovating and flipping homes. It wasn't a big deal to do it here. And I told him, I own a home already. I'm trying to buy another one. There was a property I was fixing up, and he couldn't believe it. And we sat and talked about it. And I said, where is the construction equipment? Do you have construction here? Are you building anything? No, they're not. Not anywhere. Not in the small towns, not in the big towns, not in the big cities. Everything is old, and that's why we love it. It's quaint. This is what socialism does. This is what a 20% VAT tax at every point in production does. It decimates the American dream. You're watching it right now. So this is why, and I think this is a really bad idea on Trump's part, but I know why he's doing it. He wants to privatize Fannie and Freddie, but have the taxpayer back any losses. Well, that will set the home buyer market a rolling again, but it's also going to lead to another real estate crisis. That's exactly how we got the first one. But that's a level of desperation here. And it's going to be interesting to see if we've got historically normal inflation in this report, which I hope we do. Is Jerome Powell just going to put his hands over his ears, Lee, and go, nah, 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 nah?
Well, apparently so, because he was willing to lower interest rates right before an election when a Democrat was in office.
Right, right, sure.
But now when you need it to get the economy moving where it should be and get it back on the right track, he's not willing to do so. So it's just been hilarious. I mean, you have to laugh at this about Trump's comments about Powell and just.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not. He's not wrong at all.
This is a political, yeah, not an economic attack on right. The American economy. Anything to hurt Trump, anything to slow him down.
And I wish I could remember the exact quote and the exact numbers, but Trump was making the point the other day where every 1% interest rate percentage cost the U.S. economy trillions of dollars,
yep,
in interest payments.
And the really scary thing is the trillions of dollars that we have to refinance at really high rates, yeah, for really no reason of any kind, other than that Jerome Powell doesn't like Donald Trump.
And the feeling's mutual.
Yeah. And it's extremely frustrating because we it's going to be a problem. And that's all coming due in the next... we're down to what, seven months?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if Jerome Powell doesn't, if Trump sounds frantic, it's not just that Jerome Powell is single-handedly, fakely, just continuing the destruction of the real estate market, but it's also that he's got to refi that federal debt. We could have a real debt crisis on our hands, mm-hmm, for no reason other than partisan hatred. Texter writes, hey, Tara, as a divorced woman at 51, I can't afford a home. I can't even afford rent. I know, I get it.
Well, I don't know how any single, unless you are really, really doing well.
Yeah.
I don't see how any single person can afford rent, like you say, let alone the house payment.
I know. I just remember the way that it used to be, and it's incredibly frustrating that it's just that we're like this now. We've got to fix this American dream, because the home ownership part of it is dying. And the only way, I'll tell you who's buying houses. The only people who can are people who owned houses when Joe Biden took office, mm-hmm, because their housing values were so inflated that they have, you know, they have equity.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only people who can afford it. Otherwise, forget it. Good luck.
Yeah. That was the case for my daughter and son-in-law in Charlotte.
I mean, I'm looking at...
They just recently bought a new house that they built there about a year ago.
How'd they do that? How many jobs are they working?
Well, both of them work, and both of them are doing quite well.
They'd have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And
really,
they've been smart for some time.
I mean, I'm looking at these homes in my neighborhood. I just moved into just a few years ago. And these were like $200,000 to $300,000, right, homes, yeah, right? I mean, nice, but not anything special, right? I mean, one of them just sold for $600,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's a good school district, but that, right. I mean, there's nothing special. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, it's got some brick on the exterior on one, but that's it. I'm like, whoa, dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was looking at our insurance policy the other day, our homeowner's insurance policy, and we built our house in the early 90s. And, I mean, it's like 1,700 square foot, nothing all that big. I think we borrowed $80,000 to build it. I mean, I think that was the total cost, rather.
Wow.
And now I think they said my homeowner's insurance policy for, because we have replacement cost, and I think it's like $325,000 now.
Mm. And, you know, I mean, you've got to put blame where blame is. You know, Congress did a lot of this, yeah, and That is why I passionately screamed and yelled while everyone said shut up about the big, beautiful bill, because if Trump doesn't get that 3% growth, he's cooked.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to these people.
Well, we have a much better chance of getting this done.
Yes.
If Powell will do what Trump is looking to do with lowering the interest rates.
And that hurts every part of the economy, not just housing.
And everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. And that's the goal. And then he wants to turn around and lie and claim it's because of tariffs. And then the guy's like, well, tariffs will cause inflation. I explain why that tariffs would not cause inflation. They cannot cause inflation. That is impossible. The only thing that can cause inflation is the printing of money. That's it. It makes every dollar worth less. Simple definition of inflation. Powell knows that. He's lying. Well, then he didn't get the inflation he wanted from tariffs. So now he's playing new word games. This guy has got to go. Texture rates, wow. Hey, Tara, I make $160,000. My wife makes $70,000. With two kids, home, and two cars, we live paycheck to paycheck.
I get him. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Wow. Texture rates, amazing. The number of people who are single I know who are in their mid to late 30s who still have roommates because of the expense. I know. It's hurting family formation, too. It's hurting fertility. It's just, they need to stop.